7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast at the Umbrella Corporation. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Leon Kennedy Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Nemesis Fortner. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, you know, another day, brother, another day living this wonderful dream, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, I didn't even make any sense, man. How you doing this morning, brother?
Man, I'm doing good, dude. I'm doing real good. I'm excited. I'm excited for this week. I'm excited for today. I'm excited for the opportunities that this podcast holds before us to delve into something really awesome for you guys today. So if this is your first time joining us, normally what we do is we talk about the video games we've been playing, we break down some news, and then we discuss a round table. We have a round table. But sometimes we do mini-sodes, and this week is a mini-sode. Todd, what is our mini-sode this week? Top seven what?
Man, tools of the trade, my friend.
Perfect.
Coolest tools of the trade.
You can't beat it, man. Tools of the trade, right? The best weapons, the things that really engaged us as gamers and made us want to kill monsters and aliens and zombies. And sometimes other people in games. But most of the time, they deserve it.
Nuns,
yeah, that's true. Could you kill nuns in games? Was there a gun in game that you could kill nuns in? Zombie nuns. Zombie nuns.
It's a new movie. I think it's the sequel to that horror. You're the horror guy, man. A nun horror movie that's coming out?
Yeah, it's the sequel. It's one of these spinoffs to The Conjuring, which I really like The Conjuring, but these spinoffs are kind of getting kind of strange. Although I will say this, if you saw the Annabelle the Creation, which was the prequel to the Annabelle movie, that was actually pretty decent. But hey, buddy, we're here to talk about video games, not horror movies. That would be a whole nother show.
Talk about what we want.
That's right, we do. We talk about what we want every single week with you fellas, with the tribe. The tribe.
And ladies.
Yes, fellas and ladies. Everybody's part of the tribe. We're all big one happy family. But first, we got some shout-outs from the tribe this week, Todd. I hope you're ready for this. We got some love. First, we got from Sean Mitchell on CastBox says, "What a great podcast. You guys have great synergy, as you always say, and it makes for a great listen to my time on the road at work. I've recently joined the tribe group on Facebook and am now a new fan of the show. Would love to get a shout-out on the new episode. Thanks a lot." Shout-out complete. Thank you, Sean.
Man, real shit, man. Boats and hoes, Sean Mitchell. Boats and hoes.
That's right. Boats and hoes. Paul Anderson on CastBox. Also, love listening to you guys. Very short, very sweet, but to the point. We love it, Paul. Thank you. We appreciate your time to write that comment up for us. KevladPlay on Twitter says, "Thanks for the follow back. Loving the podcast. How freaking hard is Ninja Gaiden?" Todd,
man,
it's pretty freaking hard.
You know I love me some Ninja Gaiden, though, man. Come on, man. We was just talking about it before we started recording, going back and playing Ninja Gaiden Black.
It makes me want to play it. I've got Ninja Gaiden Black here at the house, and I'm like, nah, now I'm kind of probably going to play that tonight. Just
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Dirt Road King on Twitter followed us this week and said, "Didn't check out the full list from Complex on violent video games, but I remember an obscure game for the PS1 when I was younger called Kagero's Deception. Basic premise is you're a mind-controlled girl in a mansion and have to kill visitors in the most gruesome ways possible." I've honestly never heard of that game, Todd, but I'm kind of curious.
Did you and Dirt Road King just become best friends?
We did. We did. We became best friends just now. I think we're friends now. Does this mean we're friends? Oh, God, I love that movie. Okay, we'll get on to the shout-outs real quick, but did you see the new movie starring Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly coming out?
Where
they're playing Holmes and Watson.
I'm sold.
I'm sorry, you put those two. As long as it's hard R and they're just... What I would love is if that movie came out and it was just their characters from Step Brothers pretending to be Holmes and Watson. That would be awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and it's magic when those motherfuckers come together, man. Which is why we choose, you know, so much shit from them, bro. It's classic.
Hell
it's
yeah. Funny, bro. Did you just fart? You know what? Now the tuxedos seem a little fucked up.
Yeah, man. Definitely catch up. Definitely catch up.
All right, maybe watch Step Brothers tonight too. Undead Demi on Podbean says, I love this podcast. I recommend it to any gamer. You guys have amazing personalities. Keep up the amazing content, my dudes. Thank you, Undead.
Man, much appreciated, brethren. For real. I don't know about the amazing personalities, man, but maybe that's it. I didn't know no self-deprivation there. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel Spider-Man-ish.
Spider-Man-ish.
Nah, man, much appreciated, man.
Yes, absolutely. Russell Monrio on Podbean says, still love the podcast! Exclamation.
Still love
point.
You.
Still love you, Russell. Thank you so much. And then last but not least, Chris Statesney. If I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'm sorry, Chris. On Facebook, he actually recommended our show to other people on Facebook and said, just now finally all caught up on episodes and I'm hooked. The back and forth is hilarious. The roundtables, even when not gaming related, are insightful and thought provoking. Keep up the good work. There it is. Man. All this love from the tribe, dude. I feel a warmth growing in my heart. I think that means I'm happy.
Dang, motherfucker, you turned into the Grinch?
Apparently.
This is beautiful, though. This is, like, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, man, you know, it's always love. It's always a good thing. Did you want to just talk about the giveaway right now? Get that shit out the way?
Yeah.
You know,
let's do that.
In a minute since the Santa Fe stuff.
Yeah. So we haven't done a giveaway in a while, but we got a new one coming up. Here's the thing. We're going to give away some t-shirts to you guys. Here's how we want to do it, though. So we've been talking about Anchor, being on Anchor, anchor.fm. Anchor's got a little bit of a different system. You can go in and you can favorite somebody's show on Anchor. So we see it every time somebody favorites our show. So the new contest is at the end of this 30 days, we're going to pick two or three people to get t-shirts from us. And the only way you have to enter is by going to anchor.fm and favoriting our show. That's all you got to do. That's it. You don't even have to support the show. I mean, we appreciate the support that we're getting from everybody who's out there, for sure. But we just want you to go in and favorite the show. That's it. That's pretty easy, right, Todd?
I mean, I would hope so, brethren. I think that's pretty cool, you know, and Anchor's pretty dope. We've talked about it before. You know, it's a changing world in the way that we get our information and such. I think Anchor's a cool little platform, man. So definitely looking forward to seeing some more people pop up on Anchor.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely are looking forward to that. Anchor is a great – I love the actual app itself. It's so friendly. It's so easy to use. I've been using it for my podcast lately too. Just all my regular shows too that I go and listen to. But yeah, go do that. And at the end of this month, at the end of this 30 days, so probably last week of September, that episode, we're going to announce the winners on that. And we're going to give away some t-shirts. Those Skip the Tutorial t-shirts. My favorite t-shirt. I wear it every day. I do wash it, but I still wear it every day. My wife's asked me if I have problems. Anyway, moving on.
It's too hot to wear anything every day. None of that. That didn't make any sense. You're lying, and I won't allow it.
No, don't wear
that every day.
No.
Most of the time, you're wearing some weird shit. No, I'm not lying. I'm lying. Now I'm lying. It's not that. What we got today?
Bride of Frankenstein. Bride of Frankenstein.
I know that it's some monster shit. Either that or like Macho Man Randy Savage, which is much appreciated.
Or my Whitney Houston t-shirt. Can't forget my Whitney shirt.
Interesting, my friend. Very interesting. Yes.
Yeah. It is. All right. Moving on to some news. All right, Todd, we got some news this week. We're going to cover some news before we get into the top seven. So God of War has a secret weapon, Todd. I don't know if you knew about this. I just learned about this myself. Apparently, the oar, the weapon that you can use to, or the thing you use to row the boat around, the oar, that's what they're for. I'm talking a lot. It's registered as a weapon in the game, and through a glitch, you can actually get out of the boat with the oar. You just can never swing it at somebody. I need them to put this in the game where I can use it as an actual weapon. I want to hit somebody with an oar. I do.
Why? I just need to get back on there and take advantage of the new Game Plus shit that came out and just beat shit out of Boulder one more time and choke them out. You know what I mean? Good times. Good times.
Absolutely.
Yep. Blades of Chaos and the Leviathan Axe. Dual action, baby.
So good.
Giving it to them. Yep.
So freaking good, dude. You're not lying. Now I kind of want to play that game again. See, this is what happens. Every time we get together, I always get a big list in my head of stuff that I want to go play. And then I get to about 20% of that list eventually.
I mean, you know, wishful thinking, my friend, wishful thinking. There's only 24 hours in a day for all of us, though, man. And that's the cool thing about doing this all the time, because we can kind of navigate and you know, get through some of the dumb shit and, you know, get to the things that we all like. And we just have so many different outlooks on stuff, man. It, we just end up finding some happy jewels. But anyway, man.
Anyway, moving on. Next piece of news we got is THQ Nordic has announced a new game for the Nintendo Wii, Todd. The Nintendo Wii. No joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I'm sure there's some 86-year-old people that listen to the show still playing, you know, tennis and Nintendo Wii Golf. So that's pretty cool.
I mean,
right?
I mean, I technically, my Wii is still hooked up and I still play it on a regular basis.
Oh, I mean, you're the one. Let's sing. That's what we're doing in 2019 with all the beautiful new games that'll be out. Like Anthem will be out. All kinds of other crazy shit. I mean, Anthem might be shitty, but
I'm going to lock myself in my room and I'm going to play Let's Sing 2019 in 480p and I'm going to love the shit out of it.
Really?
No, I'm not really. All right,
let's, how about we keep going? How about that?
I just love my Wii, Todd. I can't help it. I love my Wii.
Nah, man, I saw that. And I'm just hating because I never really got into the Wii back in the gap, man. I was 360 exclusive at that time. You know what I'm saying? Listening to Dipset on Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. So I'm hating a little bit because when the Wii did drop initially, man, the Wii was the shit. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of cool. Other than the broken screen, TV screens, you know.
Yeah, many broken TV screens. I played so much Mario Tennis on the Wii.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's why you got strong forearms now.
Wow. That's right. And some other reasons. All right, moving on.
That was for you,
Willie. That was for you, Willie. Until August 31st, you can get a Games Pass on the Xbox for $2. They're looking at it as more of a membership and less of a subscription, and they're putting the Master Chief Collection up on Games Pass. That's pretty cool. I mean, I see what they're trying to do. I see what Xbox, we've talked about this several times, I see what they're trying to do, how they're trying to bring gamers back to their platform. And, I mean, I really do hope it works because I do like my Xbox One quite a bit.
I get that, man. And for $2, it's got a nice jingle to it. You know what I mean? You could just replace one $2 Tuesday a month.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? For a couple of months. But, you know, I find that the more we've been doing this, I find myself getting a little bit pretentious. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm from where I'm from. And I'm just like, I don't need to. I didn't need actual Xbox One. I have a PC now that I can play these games on. And I'll just play it on PC. But because of that,
I'm going to push up my glasses as I tell you why my PC is better.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I don't need an Xbox One, but I'm still going to like buy the game. So Microsoft is kind of smart for that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yes, I'll play on my PC and kill a prostitute later this evening.
As I sip my scotch and smoke my cigar.
What the fuck, bro? I need to calm down with that shit, man. I don't know, man. I'm kind of rooting for Xbox in the next generation, though, man.
Well, I'm
definitely going to get back on the Game Pass. I just felt played after Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, man. I mean, the big takeaway from this whole news portion is that Todd's impression of the PC elitist is absolutely on point. And is may as well be Mr. Moneypenny from Monopoly. And I love it. I love it. It is perfect.
I can't believe that prostitute had the nerve to bleed on my shin. Where's my handkerchief?
Holy crap. I love it. It's like an aristocrat antagonist from an old 1920s movie. I love it. 30s movie. 20s, they didn't have speakeasies. It wasn't until the 30s that speakeasies came around.
Maybe we need to start a speakeasy, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Todd, this next piece of news is just for you, buddy. The breast physics are back in Dead or Alive 6, and they're promised this time to be more realistic.
I don't understand why that's for me, number one. I don't even really like Dead or Alive 6 that much. What is that supposed to mean, Ryan?
It's digital. It's digital boobies, Todd. Oh, wait. I didn't say it right. How do you say it? You say it so well.
You know what? Man, I don't even want to say it, but you know what? I do want pixel art. What is fuck, man?
Pixel art paintings.
Yes, I want him to paint hit some shit specifically. If you have not heard of him, is he? We talked about him in our Classic Game Fest show, and go look him up, man, and you'll really get it, man. I want to see if he'll do something for us, like a commission for us. Yeah. I think that would be like super dope. Maybe a couple of them.
Yeah, we are working on some more Skip the Tutorial t-shirts to put in the store for you guys. Something outside of just the logo. So, we've got some stuff coming.
That would be dope if we could get something ready and that could be part of the giveaway. Like a couple of the new things that we have floating around. So, let's work towards that. But, you know, regardless, we'll have the Skip the Tutorial, you know, logo there, man. So, we can identify each other in a crowd. You dig?
Yeah. Anyway. Identify the tribe. Next piece of news, CD Projekt Red has announced that Cyberpunk 2077 will not have any loading screens. No loading screens at all. I'm excited about this. I love that we're moving towards this and new technology with, say, like God of War with no loading screens. I love the fact that loading screens are going away because the experience feels so much more immersive. It really does, and I can't wait for Cyberpunk 2077, especially considering The Witcher 3 is like one of my favorite games ever.
Yeah, man, it's one of the greatest games ever, period.
It really is.
And, I mean, it's just a sign of the technology and how it's speeding along. We talk about it all the time from classic games. Like, a lot of the stuff that's going on right now, a lot of people will never have appreciation for, whereas I didn't even think I'd see it in my lifetime. And that's, like, legit fact. It was, like, seriously, a strange thing to think about, you know. And loading screens going away, I mean, that's actually a really great achievement when it comes to gaming, man. But I mean, it's also a sign that streaming is becoming more and more prevalent. It's going to be more and more prevalent, more and more possible. But anyway, yeah, man, I'm just excited for Cyberpunk 2077, however you're supposed to say it.
Yeah,
once I seen once I saw the creator was black, I'm rooting for it. Never read the books. Looks kind of it should be kind of cool. Witcher was dope, so let's see, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait for it, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait. It is the future. We're living in the future. Did you hear this thing from Uber? I know it's not video game related, but they're putting out flying cars, and they're testing them in Dallas in 2021.
You know what's crazy and dumb about that whole thing, man? I was just watching something with Dr. Neil deGrasse, the Tyson guy, the physicist dude.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how it's not practical to have flying cars. And he basically gave the explanation that, you know, helicopters or whatever are basically flying cars, and you need such a downward thrust it makes too much noise and a certain type of shit. It was on that other podcast that we watch, but
I've been meaning to catch up on that.
Yeah, man. But I don't know. So they're supposed to really be coming out with flying cars.
They're like helicopters. They look just I looked at the prototype. They look just like helicopters.
Or drones or whatever with the four things. Seen it. I've seen it. But like, it's funny you bring that up because literally I was just before I fell asleep while I was watching that shit last night. I was like, oh, I never thought about that. That's a good fucking point. He started making explanations on how like New York is designed and actually it's just better to build tunnels or, you know, go over. And that's the way to reach the third dimension. It was pretty dope.
I want to reach the third dimension.
Yeah, but like when that was the first. Yeah, man. Don't we all?
We do. No,
in fact, speaking of that, where's my lighter? But about to go there right now.
Go to the third dimension and back.
But I mean, you think the flying car shit will really work?
They're supposed to be testing it in places like Dallas. I'm sure it's going to be expensive as hell. Like, just to get one of those things. I mean, like, you've got to have landing pads and airspace and, you know, we've got the two airports here in Dallas. Like, how are you going to negotiate that? Like, it's going to be weird, man. It's going to be weird to see it in Dallas.
I'm just waiting on the first Dallas people to die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say my little prayer and then we can keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sure it'll, I don't know, man. Like, I think because of fresh off of what I was just listening to last night, that changed my whole perspective on the idea of flying cars, like, right now. You know, realistically, honestly, I think it sounds cooler than I think it really is.
Yeah.
And we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg with autonomous vehicles. I think that's more realistic in the near future than, you know, flying cars being successful.
Yeah, I agree with you. Speaking of that, autonomous cars, go watch that movie Upgrade if you haven't. That movie's dope.
Oh man, yeah, you told me about that. I gotta watch that shit.
That movie's That movie's really good. All right, next piece of news. Not involving flying cars. But the Division 2. The Division 2. I'm shaking my head in disappointment here. The extra stash space in Division 2 is going to be locked behind the Ultimate Edition. There it is. There it is. Again, with the bullshit, with the stupid crap. I mean, I don't know. What happened? Like, some companies put out Ultimate Editions and they put statues with it. And I like that. But this, that affects gameplay, I just not, I can't get behind, Todd. What do you think?
You know how I feel about Division 2, right? And
yeah,
it almost makes me not want to buy it. I'm still going to get it, though. That's why they do this shit. Like, yeah, that's the thing. I'm going to have to look into it a little bit more, but without reading the article or going into depth exactly, you know, the specifics on it, it's one of those things we just are vigilant and try to keep an eye out on. But I think that these people are smart that's in business. I think for the most part, people that are going to get the Division 2 are still going to get the Division 2. And, you know, it's going to be up to you whether or not within the Division 2 you actually purchase it, or if you purchase the game at all or whatever. Like, I'm just a strong advocate even getting the game Madden. I've been playing Madden. Yeah. I'm not going to play Mutt, not because it's not a good experience, but for me personally, I don't have that kind of capital or time, so I just won't financially, you know, invest in it that way.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I stand on that right now. If I get closer to it and it just seems like a microtransaction mess, which I find hard for them to do right now still because of the Battlefront 2, it's still kind of on the forefront of the lips and tongues of all content creators that I listen to and respect.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep an eye on it. You know what I mean? But it is disappointing, to say the least.
Yes, it is. All right, next piece of news. Matt Booty from Microsoft advised that he's looking at acquiring smaller studios heading into the future of 50 to 100 people to boost their first party developments. So I mean, it's cool. Microsoft, I know that they've got a lot of criticism over their first party development lacking, which is true. I mean, when you had games like ReCore come out and Sea of Thieves and, you know, all these different things, technically though it was third party developed, but it was exclusive to Xbox. I mean, you've got to look somewhere to get the exclusives, because you're getting killed on the exclusives by both Switch and PS4. But it is just what it is. Matt Booty, it's good that they put you in charge, so you're looking into doing stuff, Matt Booty. I'm very happy for you, Matt Booty.
And see, this is the thing, man. I let you say it. You got your man butt reference out the way.
I did. Okay. Yes.
Actually, Matt Booty, I think that's like a familiar name. The Booties, it was like a football, some football players.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember the
quarterbacks.
The name.
His name was Matt Booty.
Was it Matt Booty?
I think so. I know he had another Booty brother.
Booty brothers. Oh, God. Moving on. Moving on. A new PS4 remote is going to be released for the PlayStation 4 to allow you to control your PlayStation and your TV simultaneously, and gamers who order it get a free 30-day trial of PS View. I expected this. I think we all expected them to come out with a remote eventually.
Yeah, but it's cool though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. I love when they come out with their remotes. Like, what'd you say? When the first time they came out, was it PlayStation 2?
Yeah, they had one for the PlayStation 2. They had one for the PlayStation 3 as well. I mean, it's people recognizing that people use, or it's Sony recognizing that people use the PlayStation for more than just a gaming system. A lot of people use it to watch movies, Netflix, Hulu, etc. Nowadays, especially. I mean, how many people have we talked to personally who's like, yeah, I bought a PlayStation 4, but all I use it for is Netflix. It's basically become a $400 Netflix machine. And I was like, why would you buy? Just go buy a Roku. Just go buy. Like, I get it, but come on, man. Mm-hmm. If you're not much of a gamer, there's really no reason to go out and buy one. But fair enough. To each his own. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, real quick. And it was John David Booty. That's why I was in my head. He was in Shreveport. He went to USC, played at Evangel, and he had his little brother, Josh Booty, the Booty Brothers.
The Booty Brothers.
Ended up going to the NFL. Shout out to Shreveport again, man. But yeah, my fault.
Hell yeah. All right, next piece of news. The NBA Live demo is out, Todd. The NBA Live demo is out. I know you've downloaded it. Have you got a chance to mess around with it yet?
Nah, I'm gonna get on it this morning. I've been fucking around. Finally, I'm in the Super Bowl on my little test franchise in Madden. But it looks pretty cool so far. It starts out like it started out last year with the face scan. So I'm actually, that's the reason why I hadn't played yet. I still got to download the app, excuse me, to do the face scan. But it's out. It should be out still by the time this comes out tomorrow. So, yeah, man, you know, I'll get a good little checkout on it. I'm sure we'll be talking about that one down the road.
Hell yes. And last piece of news. North Korea government has gotten involved into video game development, mostly because illegally imported games have become such a big thing over there. North Korea's got their own games coming out, Todd. Are you going to play a game from North Korea and be un-American?
I mean, no. Unless they come, I mean, they'll probably come out with a game, like a nuclear game, and I'll have to play it because it'll be hilarious.
Yes, exactly, right? Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. I mean, or like Kim Jong-un with the Dolphins and like produced by Kanye West.
Yeah, I'd play the crap out of that. And I want the intro to be read by Sergeant Slaughter, RIP. Sergeant Slaughter reading the intro would be amazing. I just love Sergeant Slaughter, man. I miss that guy. RIP to Sergeant Slaughter. Oh, did you hear Big Van Vader died not too long ago either? You remember Vader from back in the day?
Nah, man, for real?
Yeah, he died not too long ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah, RIP.
That's depressing.
It really is. Let's move on to happiness. All right, we'll be back with our top 7 tools of the trade. All right, break time. Just want to let everybody know that support for today's episode comes from Sneak In-Game Energy. Ever felt like you've had your plug pulled from drinking too much sugary energy drinks? We've all been there. Getting that in-game crash sucks. Time for a healthier alternative. Sneak Energy is a completely sugar-free formula that gives you an intense energy boost without the crash. The powder formula is packed with vitamins, minerals, and amino acids to sharpen your focus and enhance your reaction times. Just add water, mix, and dominate. Sneak is also way cheaper than regularly canned energy drinks at just 87 cents per serving. You can get a boost for much, much less. Plus, the flavors are seriously explosive. Choose from Cherry Bomb, Blue Raspberry, or the Mystery Stealth Edition. Whatever your game, fuel it with Sneak. Head to wearesneak.com and use STT for 10% off orders over $30. That's wearesneak.com and use code STT at checkout for 10% off orders over $30. I love it.
Yeah, nah, man, for real. Like, and we talked about this, and we're going to continue to talk about it, man. Like, really legitimately, in the gaming culture, I think this is the dopest thing. If you're going to be drinking energy drinks, bro, like the idea that they are trying to at least make it a healthier choice. I mean, you got to take the time to make it with real water, make it use some good water.
Some good water. Don't use that.
Don't use that Flint water.
Don't use that Flint water.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? But just the whole idea, you know, because they say some of these energy drinks is just like poison, man. And I mean, I love my energy drinks like the next person to keep the juices flowing and everything going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But in all sincerity, man, like it's also about the people that are behind it. They just seem dope. They fit the tribe. And I'm really excited about fucking with them and working with them. Please use that 10% code off. Like I said, man, the one suggestion that I have, because I actually do use this, and it doesn't make you like feel like when you crash, like you're about to not be able to go to sleep and feel all fidgety. It's more of a natural kind of energy.
Yes.
And you can focus in and knock these games out, man. And just check the bunny out. Like I'm talking about it with a little bit of extra just... Like, hear me. We not just gonna fuck with people just to fuck with people. It's we gonna pick and choose. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, we're gonna support things we actually like. And actually, I'm still using my Sneak every day instead of trying to buy a Monster and getting that crash. Like, I much prefer this.
Yeah, and I mean, it is gonna save you some money. You know, it might take you a little bit of extra time to make sure that you blending your stuff right, but it's more of a feeling good feeling, man. So, you know, if you definitely are into the energy drink thing, give them a try. And the apparel is pretty cool too. So
I love the apparel, dude. I love my shaker. I love the stickers. I love the bunny. That bunny logo's dope. That bunny logo is,
man,
so dope.
Man, I put the sticker on Killmonger, so it's real. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely, man, for real. Check them out.
I put the sticker on my head and wore it around for a day.
Wow.
People just stared at me. All right.
You're a fuck.
All right, stick around for our top 7 tools of the trade. All right, welcome back to Skip the Tutorial. Still number one at the Umbrella Corporation. Still number one. Those Umbrella Corporation, man, they really got us by the numbers, man. They do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, bro. I guess so. Sorry. I was talking about earlier, I saw that picture of a meme with Donald Trump in the OJ Ford Bronco with Sean Hannity driving the Bronco, yeah. And I was trying to figure out what all the drama was, I guess. I don't know. I just read some quick stuff about Stormy Daniels, man. Louisiana showing up again, man. I'm always representing where I'm from. We'll talk about this after the show. But anyway, that didn't look right. Don't ever do that in public.
Yeah, I won't. I don't do a lot of things in public. Anyway, we're talking about our top 7 tools of the trade. Todd, why don't you get us started with your number 7?
Oh, man. Right in here throwing up gang signs, y'all. Be careful.
Yeah.
All right, so tools of the trade, man. And the only two rules on it was iconic and fun to use, man.
Yes, so absolutely.
The number 7 one for me would be the Assassin's Creed Hidden Blade, all right?
Heck now, yeah.
For some, this was not a fun weapon, but it's definitely iconic. And for me, it was fun as shit, especially when you can poison it. It was something about being real sneaky deaky and just about 5 motherfuckers just hitting them with the blade. Bow! You know what I'm saying? So I just had to start off with the good old hidden blade from Assassin's Creed.
Man, I cannot fault that. That's still one of my favorite weapons. I remember the first time I used it. I mean, you remember Assassin's Creed came along and kind of changed the way people played games. I mean, it did. And the way people engaged in developers and stuff. And I love Assassin's Creed, the whole series, really. I mean, there's some downfalls, but they've really made it back up.
Hey, man, you know how I grade a lot of these games. Like, you know, if at the end of the game I felt like an assassin, they did a good enough job for me. And yeah, definitely the Hidden Blade helped me feel real assassin-y. Real sneaky, sneaky, if you will.
Yes. Sneak.
We are sneak.
All right, my number 7 is the Keyblade from Kingdom Hearts. It's a great weapon. And the fact that it has so many upgrades available to it, it looks good. And anytime you upgrade it to a different Disney-style level, if you will, it's kind of amazing. And it gets these different abilities and different things and different combos you can use. And it really is just an iconic weapon. I mean, people think about the Keyblade, and they knew what they were doing with Kingdom Hearts. They knew exactly how to handle that. And they did a great job designing the weaponry, especially your main weapon. The Keyblade. Todd, what's your number 6?
Keyblade's cool, bro. All
right, Todd, what's your number 6?
Far Cry 5, man. More recent game, and it's a little cat named Peaches on there that I had to
That's fantastic.
Yeah, man, it's just, I don't know, it's hilarious to me, and it reminds me of a real person that was in my life named Peaches. We'll call her AKA Tip. Shout out to you. I know you're not listening, but you know what time it is. Peaches, for real. In real life, was an iconic and fun weapon to use. And on Far Cry. Damn. Sorry, Pete, you know what I'm saying.
Shit. Yeah, anyway,
my number 6.
I love it. Love it. Peaches from Far Cry 5. My number 6 is more recent as well. It just came out with the remaster on the Switch not too long ago of both 1 and 2. It's the hair from Bayonetta. It's so good. It's so much fun. It's so cool how you can transform it and use it as giant fists. And if you're playing the Switch version, you can make it a giant Bowser. Like, it's just awesome. Yeah, it's just cool.
That's a good one. That's a good one, man. That is actually an excellent choice, man. Just the fact that they made her hair a weapon is dope. So,
and
yeah.
Just like the silly nature of that entire game, like both of those games together, is just kind of crazy fun. It's just so much fun. Hair from Bayonetta. I can't wait to play the third one. Todd, what is your number five?
Man, Rico's Grapple from Just Cause. Just because, in combination with the, you know, the parachute that you have with it and the mechanics of navigating the whole area and then how you can kind of get upgrades to the grapple. So, and it's just kind of out of the box, and I'm excited for the new Just Cause game that's going to be coming out, the next one with the tornadoes and shit. So I had to put Rico
Suave.
I set you up for that one.
You really did, man. That was your fault, Todd. That was your fault.
I'll accept that. I'll take that charge. I'll take my lick, my brother. I'll take my lick.
All right. My number five is from the Metal Gear series. It's Metal Gear Rex. Metal Gear Rex. It's so, like, I don't know. Like, people always ask, what is Metal Gear? And I was like, it's a giant walking machine that's nuclear. It's basically a mobile nuclear device. It's really badass. But no, it looks good too. Like, Metal Gear Rex looks really cool. The fact that you can use it later on in the series to fight another Metal Gear is super dope. The fact that it even, like, when you first get it, you don't use it in the first game, but when you first encounter it and you're like, wait, I have to fight that thing? And it's like shooting all these bombs and lasers at you, and you're dodging, and you're using rations to upgrade, and it's just so cool. It's just so freaking cool. I love Metal Gear Rex, and it's iconic. It is, you know, Metal Gear fans remember Metal Gear Rex because it's one of the coolest boss fights of all time. And then when they throw back later and you get to actually use it, it just becomes even better. It just becomes even better in your memory.
Man, you know, that's super cool to me, bro, because one of my honorable mentions, just to get ahead of it, was the cardboard box.
Yes!
Metal Gear, so, you know, I mean, we love the Metal Gear, man.
The cardboard box is so good, too. I was torn between the cardboard box and Metal Gear Rex, and I was like, I've got to go with Rex. Rex is just so cool. What's your number four, my friend?
Man, Max Payne's Bullet Time. I know maybe that's not considered a weapon,
but
I
don't know. But it's so cool, though.
Yeah, it was one of those things, man. You know what I mean? Like, don't you kind of wish you had bullet time in real life? Imagine how many different scenarios that could work out better in. You know what I'm saying?
Every scenario. Every scenario.
There it is. So, Max Payne, man. I had to put him on the list, man. That was just kind of one of those original games that stuck with me still. Like, Max Payne has come up on a couple of our lists, I believe. But, yeah, Bullet Time, man. That's it.
Let's really think about Bullet Time for a second. It's basically slowing down time. So, if you're in an argument and your significant other is yelling at you and you could just slow down time and just, I'm going to go play a game for a while. I'm going to go play We Happy Few and I'll come back to this later. And they're just still yelling. That would be fantastic. I'm going to go play Overcooked 2 or Nintendo Switch just for a little bit. I'm gonna go to the bookstore while you're yelling, and you just slow down. I love it. It's so good. I mean, granted, I'd probably use it to, like, you know, eat candy and then work everything off. it's probably what I would end up doing. So let me eat this entire bag of M&Ms and then go run 5 miles.
Man. That is a great way to use bullet time, my friend. Yes, sir.
It really is.
Yes, sir.
It really is.
All right, what's your number four, man?
My number four, the Blades of Chaos from God of War. The Blades of Chaos from God of War. I wanted it higher on the list, but you'll see why these next three are up there. But the Blades of Chaos, man, the first time you encounter these in the very first game, you go, what the hell is this? And you love it. You love it. You're ripping enemies apart. You're shredding enemies. You're throwing them up in the air. You're juggling them. You're slamming them down in the ground. And in every God of War game, anytime I've had the option to use another weapon, I'd use another weapon for a while. I always came back to the blades. I always wanted to finish the last boss off with the blades every single time.
I can dig it, bro. I can dig it. Like, that's, I mean, you know the dope level that Kratos is on would be. So we can keep it pushing.
Yes. What's your number three?
Man, the Lancer, the chainsaw gun from Gears of War.
Okay. Yes.
One of the reasons, like, I'm not going to get in the latest Gears. I've been off of Gears of War probably since 2, definitely 3. But that gun has stuck with me as far as if you're going to just talk about iconic and fun to use gun, like, weapons. That shit was, I could still get the chainsaw and chop up some horde monsters right now. Like, it just felt right. It felt weighted. It felt good. And I mean, who didn't want to have a chainsaw and a machine gun? That was just the easiest. It seemed like the easiest two things to blend together, right? But nobody had did it. They did it perfect. So that has to be high up on my list, man. Gears of War, The Lancer.
One of my honorable mentions is The Lancer from Gears of War. And I'm not the biggest fan of that series. We've talked about that. But I love that weapon. Another one of my honorable mentions is Doom, the chainsaw. The chainsaw from Doom. I love the chainsaw. My number three is the Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII, Cloud's Buster Sword. Okay, little story. Everybody's heard me talk about Final Fantasy VII to death. But this story is that, yes, Final Fantasy VII was my first RPG, true RPG that I played, true thing that I obsessed over. I remember in seventh grade, I was in Woodshop. I made a Buster Sword in Woodshop. And when I was making the Buster Sword, I got in a little trouble. Because while I was making it and I was using the sander, the piece of wood flew off the sander and hit this dude in the head. Well, the dude that it hit in the head was not very happy about this. Not very happy at all. And it was another kid. And he had blood running down his head. And he attacked me. And I started a riot in Woodshop. All right, moving on.
Wow.
Yeah. Seventh grade riot in Woodshop. That's it. Seventh grade riot in Woodshop trying to make a Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII.
And never admit that on, you know, a public platform where people can trace you back and take you offline for making inappropriate jokes on Twitter.
No crimes were charged.
Whatever, man. You know how I feel every time you say Buster, man. The lesson, kids, is don't do cocaine in Japan while catching dubs.
This is true. This is true.
Thank you.
This is true. What's your number two, Todd?
My number two is, of course, we're going to double it up and I cheated, is Kratos, man. It's the Blaze of Chaos / the Leviathan X, bro.
It's excellent.
Because so far, when you get the Blaze of Chaos, spoiler alert, when you get the Blaze of Chaos in the new God of War game, it is legitimately one of the most entertaining moments that I've had in like video game history. Absolutely. For me personally,
yeah.
After playing and beating all the games, because they did such a good job of storytelling and really weighing you down and having you get used to the axe and feeling the love for that. That when you get the Blaze of Chaos, I had to cheat and kind of put them together. So fuck it.
Yep.
Those are my two favorite for sure, or number two on my list. You know what I'm saying? It was a hard way not to put it number one, but I had to keep it real with myself for my number one. So definitely Blaze of Chaos / the Leviathan X.
It is my favorite moment in gaming in 2018 is getting the Blades of Chaos. It is legitimately the level of freak outishness that I had doing that. Where you go back to the cabin and you open up the thing and you pull out and you unwrap it and you wrap the chains. Like, I flipped the hell out. I
was saying, this is like some old gangster John Wick shit, right?
You know, yes. What I'm saying?
I didn't even want to even pull these motherfuckers out.
Yes.
I didn't even want to do it, but I got to do it.
It makes you feel just like, you're just like, this is it. I'm going to destroy everything now. You've pushed me far enough. Everything's going to die. Like,
That's God of War shit, man. That is definitely the number two, man. I'm excited. What's your number two, bro?
My number two is the crowbar from Half-Life. The crowbar. I was torn between the gravity gun and the crowbar, but I have so many good memories with the crowbar, especially because if you've ever played the first Half-Life, the very last boss is a giant alien baby. And I killed the very last boss, this giant alien baby, with the crowbar. And it was one of my... It took an hour and a half. Because you do like... ping damage to this thing, but you just sit there and you like land in the giant baby's brain, and he's got his brain right there, and you just start hitting it. But if you crouched with the crowbar, you like hit it real quick. Like, if you did that because it was a glitch in the game, so I would just land in the giant baby's brain and I would just go to town on his brain, just boom, 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 boom.
I can't, man, Brian, I can't.
You just can't. But no, the crowbar, it's just. Like, me and my buddies always talked, if they ever made a Half-Life movie, the moment Gordon Freeman gets the crowbar in the movie is when the entire audience would scream. Like, they would just scream in joy.
I'm just picturing you eating M&Ms in bullet time in your Whitney Houston shirt, beating a baby with a crowbar.
Oh, my God. Alien baby, Todd. Alien baby.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Giant alien baby. giant alien baby, too.
Bullet time came in handy.
It would have, in that situation, it would have. I promise.
Oh man.
All right, what is your number one, my friend?
My number one is inspired by the movie Friday. Remember in Friday, at the end, when the father was just like, if you use your hands, you live.
Yes.
So my number one is Batman and them and just these hands.
Yes. Yes.
I almost wanted to use, like, do I use a utility belt, is Batarang? But as far as the mechanics of it and the feel of it and just pound for pound combat, as much as I love Kratos, personally for me, I just think Batman beating the shit out of people in the way that they set that up was just the dopest. It's a reason why it's number one for me, man. I mean, his hands being the weapons that they are, just beating the shit out of 40 people, and the way they set up the combos, and in hopes, not ripping from, but inspired by, I'm looking forward to the Spider-Man mechanics, so maybe that's kind of wise, but had to put this one when I was putting this list together, man. This was a fun list. It's a lot of honorable mentions. But Batman, these motherfucking hands, number one motherfucking tools of the trade on my list.
Heck yes, dude. Excellent, excellent choice there. My number one, if you know me, you know exactly what I'm doing here. You know why this is my number one. It's the Master Sword from Legend of Zelda. It's the Master Sword of Legend of Zelda. It's my favorite thing in the world. When you get it in A Link to the Past, when you get it into the first Legend of Zelda, when you get it into the latest Legend of Zelda, I mean, you just, it's amazing. It is absolutely, every time you just feel like, all right, this is it. I got my Master Sword. I'm going to go beat the shit out of Ganon. Like, every single time, that's exactly what goes through your head. In Ocarina of Time, Breath of the Wild, all of it. Just, it's an iconic weapon. It's probably one of the most classic weapons in gaming history. People recognize the Master Sword for what it is.
I get it, man. Some people just like things with Master in front of it.
I do.
And
Master Swords.
And systems.
And systems, yes.
And beating folk. Nah, man, that is the great, great choice, bro. Seriously, all jokes aside, like I legitimately was fighting. You know, that's on one of my honorable mentions for sure. That and a bomb arrow, man. But you got to put that up there. You know what
you
I'm
really
saying?
You really do. Really
like,
did.
I didn't feel the power of it because, you know, I didn't get a chance until Breath of the Wild. But, yeah, man, that great fucking choice, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is what I love about how when we do these lists and we don't know where it's coming, man, you cover the bases. So that's what's happening, brother.
Yes, sir. All right. What do you got for some honorable mentions?
Man, Doom, the BFG gun, portal gun. I actually had to bust the sword on my honorable mentions as well. Aloy's bow from Horizon. And actually, like I said, Legend of Zelda, the bomb arrow was important. The gravity gun from Half-Life.
Heck yeah,
to name a few, man. Oh yeah. What honorable mentions do you have? Because I know you got a few on this one too.
Laser sword from Halo. That's a big one. That laser sword from Halo.
Man. Oh, man. The shotgun from Halo. Go ahead.
The warthog from Halo.
Man.
Running people over, bro. Just running people over. You can't go wrong.
The handgun from Halo before they nerfed it.
The handgun from Halo, man. Everything.
Overpowered.
Overpowered. The op from Counter-Strike. I got the op from Counter-Strike. God, there's just so many freaking good ones out there, man. There's just so many freaking good weapons out there.
This is going to be a fun one when a tribe gets a hold of it, I think. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely am looking forward to hearing their list of things as well, man. And I got to give a special shout out to my dog, David. He's the one that kind of inspired this week's top seven, man. So if anybody else has any ideas that they want to give to us, man, please reach out, you know, via email, skip the tutorial, podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Well, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, bro. Yeah.
One last honorable mention for me is the Soul Blade from Soul Calibur, the Soul Edge.
Oh, man.
It's such a good weapon. It's a Scorpion Spear. I put Scorpion Spear on my also mentions.
Oh, man.
It's a classic. Get over here. Like, it's just kind of hard not to. The red shell and the blue shell from Super Mario Brothers.
Man, yep. Great choices.
One from Mario Brothers and one from Mario Kart. Both of them. Both fantastic. fireballs for Mario. All of it, man. They're just so good. There's so many good weapons.
That's what I'm saying, man. This one, as usual, I know it's going to be some people out there like, you forgot this or whatever else. But, you know, whatever, man. We'll put it together, and that way we'll be more prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
Absolutely. Let's go. Absolutely. Like Todd said, if you agree or disagree, skip the tutorial podcast at gmail.com, facebook.com/skip the tutorial podcast, Twitter at @STT_pod, instagram.com/skip the tutorial podcast. And of course, you can always feel free to download an Anchor and go favorite for your chance to win some t-shirts. Love our t-shirts.
Yeah, man. Keep it dope, people.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week.
Stay humble.